For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles. Verse 2 says, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given to me to you ward, how that by revelation ye made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. Verse 4 says, wherefore, when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, and it is now revealed unto the holy apostles and prophets, how by the Spirit that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs in the same and of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. And we see here that Paul began to talk about how he's able to see things through the Spirit. And we've been talking about how we know that the spirit world has to be real. You know, it's not just a place where you tap into when you need help. It's not a place that you go to when you just, okay, I need to get excited in God. But the spirit world is real. And tonight I want to share, as Paul began to say some things here, I want to talk about some concepts of a builder. Because we all know Paul was a builder, and he began to talk about the Spirit, but building in the Spirit, how, you know, what are some of these concepts that you begin to build in the spirit world? Because if we keep ignoring the spirit world, we're not going to change the world. Ain't nothing going to change. If we let people keep telling us that church is just shouting and people tell you they can't even remember what the man preach on, or even if they did, it went to their knowledge base, but it didn't change their lifestyle, then there's something that's going to begin to break out in the church called destruction, that the enemy going to be able to run all around the church, and people going to be looking and saying, how could this happen? Even God is forsaking us. When it's not that, it's the fact that the true church did not show the church, or the church that's going on, the realm of the spirit and how important it is. Because there is a spirit world. And we're not just natural people on earth. We're not just here to participate in the earth games of life and eating and just go to family reunions and enjoy things of life. But there's something else that God put us as believers on the earth to do. And he gave us access to change the earth by the spirit world. Whatsoever you bound here on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. In other words, you're here on the earth, but I'm giving you access to the spirit world, because that's how I even formed this world. This is how I formed the earth. So I'm giving my people access to that so that they can do as I did. They can function out of the spirit world and begin to create my domain here on the earth. Paul began to show us, he said, a prisoner of Jesus Christ for you, the Gentiles. We know they're the people that nobody want to deal with. Then he goes on to say what made him a minister according to the grace. Grace is something that comes out of the realm of the Spirit. He said that it wasn't revealed to him before in verse 5, and I'm paraphrasing, but he says now it's revealed unto the holy apostles and prophets. How? By the Spirit. When Jesus left and bring the Holy Spirit, now there are things that we have access to. And this is not something just for Paul. It's for us now in 2009. If we're going to change the world, we got to become builders. Builders in the Spirit. Are you with me? Now let me give you a few things that you, if you're going to be a builder, you got to get this out of your mind. If you don't get this out of your mind, you'll never be a builder in the spirit. They'll be able to talk you out of the spirit world. They'll bring you back down into reality, and reality will be your lifestyle. You hear people say that, oh, he's real. But real don't necessarily mean truth. Real don't necessarily mean you accomplishing what God wants you to accomplish. We know it's real that crime is here, but we know God can change. We know it's real that people are dying and ain't nothing some people can do about, but we know God is a miracle worker. See, we got to be on God's side and not let real put us in a corner where we don't change the world. So let me give you a few things that you got to do if you're going to be a builder. You cannot do these things. Number one, don't let what you went through stop you from experiencing what God wants you to experience. In other words, don't let the fact that you've gone through a lot of things to get here. Because sometimes you'll still be in this church and say, well, golly, God is free. He's flowing. And even in my personal life, things are growing. But then you start rehearsing the past. Generational curses. You still talk like that. I still got to deal with this because this is in my family. See, that ought not go around here. Because we don't talk like that. We don't say things like, because your mama did this, you got to do it. If everybody was divorced in your family, then you ain't not dealing with that. You in Christ. But if you keep rehearsing what you went through, it begins to stop you from building. You won't build. Because you'll always think that what you went through is more important than where God wants to take you. And it's not. Most of you come through church hurt. People misuse you in the church. Most of you ain't never had people that love you or whatever your testimony is about our church. But are you building with it? Are you still letting the same things that hindered you in the other church, though you're free, to stop you here? It's sort of like the guy I told you when we was doing Super Saturday, and here he comes in, and he kept telling me, he said, man, I'm trying to get pastors together. So I met with the guy, and Super Saturday is something outreach for kids on Saturday we used to do, and he kept talking all the time. I don't have no pastors to get with me. So I met with him, and he says, yeah, well, I'm trying to get the pastors together. I said, well, what are you doing? He told me what he's doing. I said, well, okay, our church will give you $20 a week for you to go out and buy your snacks so you can go on the other side of town or go where you at so we know not to go over there because you over there. You know what he said? Well, I can't get no pastors to work with me. Well, you're looking at one. I just gave you the things to go with it. But see, you want to keep rehearsing that. You want to keep going, and sometimes when people present a problem, a solution to your problem, it exposes whether you really want to go forward. He just kept saying, I'm trying to get the pastors together. Well, I'm one. You can't start, but with one, I'm giving you the money. Go. And he wouldn't do it. Why? Because he wasn't a builder. He kept letting his past experiences stop him from building. Because the builder got to think a certain way. And you can't build as long as your past still haunting you. Your testimony is still what you've been through. Builders say, it don't matter what I've been through. I'm here now. I've got bricks, and so let me start putting them on. I'm not going to keep rehearsing the fact that I had to come through the storm. Everybody had to come through a storm. Pain is pain, and this is why the church began to separate and say, well, this is a healing church, and these people here, I got a generation curse book, and all these people separating instead of saying, guess what, I'm growing in God. Your experiences may be different, but how many know pain is pain? And sometimes the enemy will have you thinking that your pain is so different. And the only way he could do that, he has to isolate you. And make you think all by yourself. You start thinking in your head, oh, ain't nobody like this in the church. I really got problems. And No, they can't tell me nothing. You hear these kind. Well, they can't tell me nothing because they're not going through what I'm going through. I think it was Juanita Bynum in that No More Sheets. She's talking about, well, I don't want you to tell me because you going home with legs and thighs in your bed. I don't have that, so I need somebody to tell me who ain't going home to that. That's a lie. Sounds good, but that's not biblical. It's not real. A drunk man can teach you a lot of things if you're looking for truth. He can teach you what not to do. And some of us will say, oh, you got to, false. You got to walk in the same shoes of another person. That's a lie. I've never been to prison, but I bet you I love them more than anything. Sometimes I can't even tell them that because I know their mindsets. You can't tell me nothing because you ain't been there. That's a lie. People don't have to walk in your shoes to be able to help you. When you're looking for truth, God will use things to begin to mold your character, but it does not have to be people in your shoes. Why? Because pain is pain. Healing is healing. When you look at God and you come to it, everybody has to come to God the same way. Empty before a filled fountain. Saying, Lord, help me. There's nothing that's more or less when it comes to God. If you don't see that, you'll never begin to build. Because you'll keep rehearsing what you're going through. And it's okay to value your experiences with God, but don't over-exaggerate them. Don't make it seem like what God did for you ain't no... So Paul's sitting here, what God did for Paul ain't that, because Paul may not say it as much as you. It begins to put us in different categories that God's saying you are one. I don't love you no more than the other person. He cares about people who are falling short just as much as he cares about us. It rains on the just and the unjust. Are you with me? So don't allow your experiences to affect your building. Because when you come to the, you know, it's sort of like if we're building a house and here come Kelvin and Anthony Aaron, they're coming to help build. But because Kelvin works with construction, he figured he needed to be doing something. He got more expertise. It doesn't work like that with God. God will have you in one field and have you doing something totally different. He took David, who was a king, and had him tending sheep most of his life. Before he took him and said, listen, there's no progression. I'm going to just put you where I want you. Because God has a way of working on your inside. That's why you can't look at what you're doing now and say, oh, I'll never be doing. You got to hide the stuff in your heart and hold on to it. Because God don't do it like everybody else do it and say, well, I do 1, 2, 3. No, God will have you one place and you'll be thinking, what am I doing here? What am I doing here in the midst of this when I got all this talent and all these gifts and you got me here? I'm dreaming about having my own salon and my own stuff, but you got me here? And God will be saying, I'm working on your insides, though. I'm working on you because I want to get you on the inside so when I present you, you can represent me well. Just let me keep working on the inside. That's why you ought not get frustrated and say, oh, well, you know, I'm going to quit. Don't quit. Just hold on. Just stay with it. Say, oh, I don't know what it's going to end up to be and what it's going to look like on the outside, but I know that God is pleased with me now. And when God is pleased, that's why you just got to keep going. Hold on. Sometimes I don't know everything about this job. I don't even know how I got here and doing this in a storefront. You know how many times I say, them storefront churches ain't real. And look at me. Because you start following God and God takes you on a different path than what you do. You know why? Because his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. That's why we got to trust him. We have to trust God. And don't lean to your own understanding. Don't start letting your mind tell you you're working for nothing. You're just working for nothing. Oh, you're just doing this and nobody noticed you. I'm telling you, don't let them desert experiences. Because I'm telling you, God will snatch you up there in one day. Everybody will know who you are. Why? Because he's completed the work inside of you. Because God wants to fill you on the inside with him so that you can be ready for what's coming ahead. I want us to stop wrestling with that. We see it in the Bible over and over and over. Abraham, Moses, these are people God picked who were not the ones who you would think would be doing it. So stop thinking that you're different. You're too old and I don't have the. This is all you buy into the world. You're not too old for anything. You're not too young for anything. If you will obey God, God will bless you. Are you with me? He'll begin to take you where he wants you to go. Another thing you got to do if you're going to be a builder, you can't do, I should say, is you got to get rid of the old thinking. Because God is not going to build something in you with you thinking the way you used to think. Now think about this now. If God is telling us to take a city, then we cannot think in the patterns of people who are just having church. So why would we follow everything and follow people who are just having church, but there's no change in the community? Some of you, you say, well, I want difference, but really you're chasing after something or somebody or something that really can't help you. You know why we do that? We go because of our old way of thinking. Old way of thinking. You know, I was coming out the store the other day, Lisa and I, for dinner, we were coming out, and I said, baby, the radio station, I said, man, I feel like Paul Crouch. She said, you ain't no Paul Crouch. You Brad McClary. Stop trying to be Paul Crouch. That's the only motto you got? You're not trying to do that. But see, naturally you go by what's the first thing there. Builders don't do that. Builders allow the blueprint to come from a credible source. Builders go by a blueprint. They don't go by other things. And I believe in this day and time, y'all, God is beginning to give us blueprints, but the blueprints are not coming from flawed men of the past. They're coming from our spirit. They're coming fresh. They're coming from something that will allow him to fully expose who he is in the earth. So we can't follow the models because they're flawed. You got to be able to take out the good and leave it. Because the models don't demonstrate what we believe. We believe cities can change. We believe nations can change. We believe people can begin to come out and be delivered. Not only just to say I'm free and I got healed in my body, but to be delivered where the people in the city begin to rally and say there is a God in heaven. So we can't follow the models, but guess what? Your old thinking will do it. Old thinking will always bring you back into the devil's plans for your life. When God speaks to us, he expects us to begin to change our thinking. Change it. Just stop thinking that way. Who says that? Ask yourself who's talking. Because everybody in the Bible talks, but that don't mean they have the authority to talk. We're following Jesus, ain't we? We're not following Paul. Paul may have tapped in, and whatever Paul got from Jesus, that's what we get. But we don't get everything from Paul. So we've got to begin to recognize what are patterns that these men, that's why I tell you that you don't look at men and idolize them. You look at the patterns that these men have connected with God, and that's what you duplicate. But you don't duplicate things just because they are known in the Bible. Elizabeth, Mary, Naomi, they didn't do everything right. Joseph, when he began to talk too much at the beginning, got him into trouble. So if you know that, are you going to go do it? And this is why we've got to get out of that. Sometimes you look at, you know, I even look at, you know, I told you before, churches by their names. St. Paul. It's like, who is he? This is God's church. But we give these names to people, but they are not the church. We're following Christ. So when Paul, when God began to speak to Paul or through Paul, this is what you got to understand. When Paul began to address the Corinthians, Ephesians, you know what he was doing? He was taking the Spirit of God inside of him and began to align the people based off their corruption to get in line with the gospel. That's why every city, every state, every town, every neighborhood going to be different. If there's no drugs in that neighborhood, why should I go there and preach on how they need to come out of drugs? You have to go and look at the perversions of that generation, the perversions of that area, and then you address that area to bring them in line with what the Spirit is saying. That's why Paul could tell them to get in line with Christ, because that's what was stopping Christ and the gospel from going forth. If you don't look at it like that, you idolize what they say instead of the Spirit behind what they were saying. The same Christ that was in them is in us. To speak into life. You know, when you call back to neighborhoods that you have influence with, some of you get businesses and things like that. When you begin to write back, whether it's through a phone call, all you're doing is lining up stuff. Telling people the way you want it to be. But you can't look at people and start idolizing, because that takes away from you building. You know what happens? You allow other people to be your benchmark. If Paul didn't do it, I know I can't do it. That's what we start saying. If I know that Eric is in prayer and Eric is if he couldn't get no change, I ain't even praying for it. Subconsciously, we do that. We put a benchmark on God because we watch people. And the graces could be totally different. How many know we're not called to do what Paul was doing? We're not called. We're in a different dispensation. We're doing things a little different. Same Christ dwelling in us. Same gospel to free people. But it's the administration of it is different. So we don't make idols of these people. We follow their patterns and how they connected to God. And we duplicate that part. I want to know how Abraham got to the point where God made a covenant with him and said, I'm going to bless your children, and nations will come out of you. I want to know what's his relationship with God. I want to know, how did he tap in? How did Enoch, even though we don't know, how did he just went up to be with the Lord? What caused Cain and Abel to divide and God to be upset with certain? You got to read into that. But don't start looking at what they said like it was Jesus, because they weren't Jesus. Paul would say things like, I perceive you. I perceive that these things. In other words, let me give you my opinion. In other words, I'm not hearing this fresh from God. But this is my opinion. And it could be God, it could not be. But I'm just telling you the way I feel. And some of us will take it for the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is not what people say in that respect. It's the power. It's the Spirit behind to free people. If you don't have the spirit world, if you don't have access to the spirit world, you'll never see the gospel. This is why Paul had to do so much correction. Because you have to be a builder. If you're not a builder, as Paul was, then you cannot do that. You know how hard it is to go and preach the gospel when you know the doctrines of devils are on the ground? They won't hear it. They get choked up. That's why apostles have to be back in the church, because the churches are not fun. They're getting consumed. The world is in the church. Belief. People don't believe God anymore. They trust in man. They trust in CNN. They trust in all these things, to the point now where there's a generation coming up saying, if this is God, then we don't believe it. Well, we got to listen to the news. How many know God is greater than circumstances? When all this stuff go down, you're going to see people start saying, good Lord, what I trusted in is not real. But it only happened for people that are builders. Are you with me? Your old thinking will bring you back into the devil's plan. That's why you got to constantly be changing your thinking. Churches that just inspire you. Oh, that was a good message. We don't want just a message. We want to become the word. We don't want just a message. How many know everybody can do a message? Sermons don't change lives. Christ forming changes lives. And sometimes you can't give that off unless you got that life. That's why I don't understand how some people can go to work and go places and every day is just down and out. You're a Christian now. Every day. How many know we all got challenges and problems? We all run out of money. We all have challenges with our house, car, children. But every day, most of the days, you're just down and out. How could you really be a Christian if you're always complaining, talking about people, gossiping all the time? What happened to God living on the inside of you? What happened to you going on the job saying, we're the light of the world? What happened to us going and saying, you know what, things are going to change? You know why you can't do that on a regular basis? Because it ain't in you. So now we have to come up with all these games and gimmicks. Theatrical performances, I call them. It's like the theater in the church. May entertain people to make them think. We have to water down the gospel. Tell people what they want to hear. We got to have enticing things to lure them in, like a nice building. Why? Because these are the type of people, these are the things that come because of your thinking not change. Are you with me? Another thing you got to be careful of is people. If you want to be a builder, you got to get the right kind of people. I'm talking about in your life. Some of you around people that stop you from building. You're still connecting with people that stop you from building. You know God has spoke to you, but you won't nurture what's inside of you because you got people around you. They stop you from building. You can't build like that. You can't build in the spirit world where people are always talking natural. They never talk about the unknown. Again, I'm not talking about spacey talking. I'm talking about the spirit world is real. They're always talking about, well, you know, everything they say is in line of the world system. How the world system operates. Well, you got to do it like this. See, you cannot build something new and different if you're going by patterns that have not produced what you're trying to produce. If you want a lot of people, then go get church growth. But most of us been through all that already. We've been in a church that might have had a few people, but you're still going in cycles. It's still introverted where everybody thinking about them. We've been through all that. But where can we see a church that's beginning to reach out into the city and touch lives because the same God that touched them is leaking out of their lives? It's going to take new blueprints to do that. Are you with me? It's going to take different people. But if you're around people that they shut you down as soon as you start talking about stuff. As soon as you start talking about faith and doing the unknown, they shut you down. As soon as you start talking, they're pulling you back. Playing with your emotions. Making you feel like you can't do it. All they're telling you is, come on back in here. Do what we're doing, even though we don't get no different result. That's insanity. Some of the people, they'll go by and they'll talk to you, leaders in the community. And, I mean, they'll act like one guy told, say, he got the key to the city with 300 people, with 500,000 people in the city. But 300, he painted his own world. Like, this is the world. 300 people, even though it's 500,000, he can only trick 300. But does God going to use this? Churches that want people to come through their doors, they're no good unless you come through here. So though there's six other people doing the same thing, like the food bank, let's start ours too. Because we're going to do it different. They think like that. When you're a builder, you think city. I want to change the city. If you change the city, the people are running to the churches. See, the mindset of a builder is totally different. You don't want to go to church and just sit down and hear a message and nothing really stirring your life. That gets boring after a while. And then the enemy start to have access to you. Then the devil builds his doctrine to say, you got to be sick. You have to have all this stuff going on in your life is normal. Even though Jesus died. I'm not talking about a challenge. I'm talking about where you live like this. How many of you been in churches where you just defeated and the pastor don't even care? He don't even know. He ain't got a clue. There's no communication. He just see you on Sunday and think it's like a meal fed. Just push him on through. Now, does that sound like a shepherd tending to the sheep? I'll give you pastors that will watch over you. Is that watching over you? No, it's an American way. That has to stop because we center ourselves around the wrong people. When the spirit of truth is not there, you'll do that. When you get around the wrong people, they'll talk you into defeat. God speak to you about the unknown, the different. And yes, it's going to cost a lot. It's risk taking. But you let everybody pull you right back on that boat. Come on back on this boat. Boat mentality. Come on back in there. Peter trying to go out on the water, and Jesus, they sitting in there gossiping, talking about what you can't do, how you can't do it. You got to wait. Then they use religious terms. You know you got to use wisdom. Wisdom is I'm going forth in God. I'm not sitting in here and dying like you did and mad because you didn't make it. I'm crossing over. I want to go far. I want to see God. Don't y'all ever think miracles going to break out? How you think it's going to break out in Joyce Meyer's conference? No. It's going to break out because people are breaking out. Not coming to some conference that you got to put on chains as you walk closer. You putting on chains because there's a certain way. I told you, if you don't know God and you don't have the spirit of breakthrough, you'll do things and the enemy will come in and try to give you things prematurely. And when you do that prematurely, you sell yourself. You go on TV and know you ain't got no business on there just because it's hype. God telling you this ain't your thing. You go sit on there. I told you before, they get on there. Nobody talks different. They cross their legs the same way. Everybody do the same thing. You know why? Because there's spirits that lock you up, try to stop you. David, put on the armor. If David would have kept doing it, he couldn't do it. And God is saying there's a generation now. No, we'll wear jeans on TBN. We'll preach with jeans. Why? Because it's the might of our spirit, not the outward appearance. We're not going to let you bound us by all these things. And some of you say, oh, this is innocent. You got to wear this. No, ain't nobody going to focus nothing on no clothes. That's what's got us in bondage. But if you get around the wrong people, they'll help you get in bondage. They'll help you. And you'll sit there thinking, oh, this ain't nothing. This is minor. Oh, it's minor, all right. It's minor to you because you're going to be minus your destiny. Because you allow people to keep talking to you a certain way. You got to be strong. You got to allow God to begin to build in you. Are you with me? So let me give you a few things that you got to do if you're going to be a builder. Number one, you got to focus on the call to build. Most of you are not focused on it. You think, okay, we are building because we are building church. No, builders are different from people who come to paint when the building is done. Builders are different. They come with the blueprint inside. Kingdom build, we don't come. See, what we build, people will sit on. It's like we're going to build the bench for people to sit on as the bus comes. Builders are different. You got to focus on that, because if you don't focus on it, you'll think builders are just people who do good things. No, builders lay the foundation. If there's no foundation, we can't do anything. You got to think like a builder. You got to have concepts like a builder. You got to focus that I'm a builder. So I'm not looking for the things that everybody else is looking for. Builders don't stick around for the news cameras to come and wait on that. No, they're just happy because they were able to put the structure in. They sit from a far away and say, yeah, I did this. This is what it looks like. But they get in on the grassroots, and everybody's are not builders. So like I was telling y'all, when you're in the military, ground troops are a lot of people. Army has a lot of people. But the Air Force are limited. Because you can't have as much people you got in the ground in the air. So the responsibilities are different. Air Force come in, they drop bombs. And guess what? The service people come in and begin to do their thing. The Army come in. But guess who the cameras and everybody will see? The Army, because they're at the last point. Builders, you got to focus on building. If you don't focus on building, you'll never be a builder. You'll think these radio stations, even though it's going to take a few years, you'll think, oh, man, that ain't nothing. When you're not a builder, you're looking for instant gratification. You need a book after the conference. You need something to say you was there. You need a T-shirt. You need people to know that you saw T.D. Jakes. See, when you're a builder, you don't think like that. You know that the builder of what you're building is God. And if he's pleased, you can step back. You don't struggle with, oh, well, they don't know. You never do that when you're a builder. Because you know what you do in secret, God will reward you openly. See, when you're really a builder, you don't think like everybody else. You know God will build you. You get fulfillment in seeing that what you laid down, people are growing into. Builders get rewarded differently because they have to come on the scene and even fight through the people who are going to benefit from what they're building. Ain't that what Jesus did? The same people he dying for, we was crucifying them. See, you got to have a certain kind of mindset if you're a builder. But you got to focus on it. Are you with me? Builders go from self to maturing. You go from just thinking about yourself to maturity. And that's how you can tell a church that's building. They go from taking people from being self-oriented to maturing the people. You can't mature people through messages. Paul, you have to talk to them. You have to help them. You got to stop thinking it's one way of thinking. Everybody don't come into the church with one way of thinking. We're going to have one way, but everybody come in and you got to understand. People want to know how much you care before they want to know how much you know. You can't assume because you're just teaching them that they know. You got to have a cup of coffee with them. Oh, we can't do that with so many people. Don't believe that. The reason why you can't do that is because you didn't do that with the people when you had a few of them. Because as people grow in our ministry, I want you to do, and you've heard me say it, do what I'm doing with you to other people. Why? Because we duplicate ourselves. When you don't do that, you can't do it. So again, you got to go from self to maturity. You do not do that by just saying, okay, it's just going to happen. You got to focus on building. Builders get excited by putting one block on. Even, you know, builders look at the surety more than just getting it up. That's why, you know, even with these stations, I said, let's get the license legal. We can stay here forever. It takes longer, it costs more, but let's do it right. Because when it's done, when you begin to build accurately according to the plans and blueprints of what God is speaking to us, then guess what? This is our surety that the world cannot stop it. The patterns and the blueprints in us will cause the world to say we can't touch. We'll have Job's testimony to God from the devil, I should say. I can't touch him because you've put a hedge around him. That's what the devil will be saying about us. But only if you focus on the call to build. You got to receive that call. I'm called to build. I'm a builder. I'm not somebody that come in and want to laugh on the job and all this stuff. I pull my blueprints out and I build. Builders know that they have to build with nothing in sight. Nothing is in sight. But builders come. See, this is a special type of people. Everybody can't be builders. Some people come in when it's all done and they can flourish. But God has called each one of you at this time in this ministry because you have the ingredients to be a builder. You have the ingredients to create something that's on the inside and bring it to pass. So stop letting other models and people stop you. Get in your mind, I'm a builder. Marriage, I'm a builder. Children, I'm a builder. Don't worry about doing it in a lot. Because see, the world is just like the rabbit and the turtle. They'll go real fast. Don't follow that. Because you're building for surety. When you build sure, you know things will last. Are you with me? Let me give you another thing. If you're going to be a builder, you got to be spiritually positioned to build. You can't build what God is calling us to build individually, corporately, if spiritually you're still in a state where you're not able to build. Are you with me? You know, God encounters is what brings us closer to God. God encounters. Not knowledge alone. God encounters. God has to touch you, move you forward, and you get that in encounters. Are you with me? So again, you got to spiritual position yourself to build. You know how hard it is to keep pushing? I think about just my life when we started the church and switching. You're trying to find yourself. But what keeps you going strong, even though things may fall apart, things that you thought was something, God has to teach you. What keeps you there? Spiritual position. You got to have a spiritual tenacity to say, I believe God. Courageousness. Even when all hell break loose, I still believe God. When everybody may leave, I still believe God. Because you've nurtured your spiritual position on the inside. Intimacy with God. You've done that. If you don't have that, you won't be a builder. You'll flake up and die. You let all these little minor stuff stop you in the church. Gossip. They say he did this and all this stuff. They say the nursery is whatever. Little stuff that stop you. You know, the devil don't even have to work hard with people who don't know nothing but the spirit world. Just get a little rumor going. Rumors kill out people. Some of you go behind stuff that people you ain't even know is true, but you believe it. You don't do what the Bible says, they're two witnesses. You can't do that. Why? Because you don't understand the devil will come and accuse the brethren. See, you ain't been nowhere until somebody fully lie on you. You ain't had nothing when somebody can take something and lie on you and tell you about something. And some of you are still in a stage where you think, oh, that would never happen. When you get with God, oh yeah, you're going to have all the attacks. They nailed Jesus to a cross and he never did nothing. They took an innocent man. How could you do that? They had to accuse him of something he didn't do. See, the world and the enemy will work together to twist your words. But some of you, you don't think, you're still getting upset because people do that. They don't like me. They're not supposed to like you. You're not a part of this world. And that's why you got to have spiritual positioning. When you're spiritually strong, you don't care what people say. And you don't say that because that's the right thing to do. You stand there. You can look at people, and Eric could be calling me crazy. I'll be looking and say, Eric, yeah, but I'm still going to do it. Because I believe God. These are the mindset of what's in a builder. I know all odds against me, but I got a blueprint inside of me. I'm not going by the facts because I got something inside me called truth that will override facts. If you position spiritually, you will hear that. Are you with me? Another thing is, you got to have the wisdom to build. In other words, God has to give you wisdom. We said this before. Revelation comes from a man or woman of God, or your friend, you. But wisdom comes from God himself. A man cannot give you wisdom. Understanding can come from a man. Wisdom comes from God. And God has to give you wisdom to build. Are you with me? And wisdom simply comes from meditation and seeking his face. Vision can come from revelation. You hear something about God and it gives you vision. But if you're going to be able to walk it out, wisdom will come because you've meditated. And God begin to give you instructions on how to carry it out. We got to have wisdom to build. Are you with me? Think about it. If we get awarded these radio stations and things break out across our state, then we have access through the ears of other people. Because the church may get shut down physically. We don't know what tomorrow holds. But if you're still in your job thinking this is going to be forever, when you're watching the economy, you're seeing the shaking in. And some of us in the church still thinking, oh, it'll get better. No president or anybody going to bring better stuff. We know it's hard as right toward it. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that things are going to get worse because God is allowing the shaking in. So why would we be in the church and not looking and making preparation for what God is saying? It'll be like Noah when you build the ark and people saying you're crazy. But wait till the rains start. When things happen, people won't be saying that. And God has already forewarned the church. Are you with me? So now he's given us wisdom to build. Even though the economy, even all this stuff, he'll still show us how to prosper. He'll show us. Why? Because he's God. Are you with me? Let me give you the last thing here. You have to receive the pattern to build. And this comes why you're in a church like this. Because many of you, when you get in light with what we're doing corporately, individually, things will happen. Receive the pattern to build. When I'm uprooting and telling you, don't go by the old models. So stop watching television in a way like they're building your life. See, there's nothing wrong with these crusades and things that people have, like the ministers that you know. There's nothing wrong with that, filling the crusades. But what's wrong with that is when people think that's what's changing our cities. When they think that's all because somebody got healed. And people got out of wheelchairs. But they don't show you that later on some of those same people get back in the chairs. They don't show you that these people go home and they live a defeated life because you gave people the gift, but you didn't give them the giver of the gift. You didn't model a life and say, look at me. And I'm going to tell you something. The day is going to be over for ministers to get up and minister out of their gift alone. People are going to begin to see beyond that because a little gift flowing through you. People are not going to get as amazed at that anymore. They're going to want to see a life behind it. I'm not talking about just a holy life, but don't you know when you open your mouth, people can tell the depth of where you're talking from. And if you're not talking from the wells of the Spirit of God and what he's doing now, people are going to turn you off. They're going to say, oh, no, he ain't got it. She ain't got it. Knowledge itself will fall. Charisma going to fall. People are going to start seeing through that. This ain't no church. He's a pimp. I'm not following this up. People are going to start seeing that. Church people are going to start looking and say, you know why? Because when we expose the world to a dimension in the realm of the spirit, y'all, that's what separates the true church from the false. Because there's things that's happening in our lives that's different. Evangelism will take off. Why? Because the Christ life is in us. That's why you got to have that kind of life where you say, you know, things are getting better. Don't come here talking about things are getting, how can it get worse for a Christian? If I die, I'm going to see the King. If I'm going to stay here, I'm living for you. That's how you ought to think, as Paul said, as he wrote a letter. He said, you know, if I stay here, it's going to benefit you. You ought to say that about people on your job. I'm staying here for you. Because if I die, which is better for me, I'm going to see God. See, if you don't start thinking like this, you'll go through your regular job and you'll think, I'm just a mere person. I'm just here and I just need to get a number. But when you really start thinking like that, you walk off and nobody have to tell you you VIP. You already know it. You know it. I'm here for these people here. I'm here for them. You know, they picked this other guy for the chaplain job. Some of you knew that they picked this other guy to get the job, and the people trying to get me to come back. And I said, well, if I don't come back, it's benefit for me to go back. Why? Because of what I'm carrying. What you're carrying. It's not about you. It's what you're carrying. You're carrying the life of Christ. You're carrying Jesus. People cannot see that if there's not Christians around. Not these knowledge Christians that say, well, I want to pray for you. No, we need breakthrough Christians. Christians that will go in the system and talk against the system and say, guess what? There's a new system. There's a new way of living. And if you want to know that way, follow me. Look at my life. Keep walking. And eventually, you'll begin to see there's something different from this system and that system. Other than that, you're just going to work, trying to get ahead. You got vision. You want to get ahead. You're saving. You're trying to get ahead. No, we are ahead. I'm staying here today. You know, just because you got to go ahead don't mean you don't enjoy the now. You know, God don't never put you and say, you know, when you're experiencing victory, victory is for the now. You know, it's sort of like I told you before, even though you may not be there yet, it's the fact that you see a sign that says, guess what? 8 miles. It makes you feel just as good, especially when you've been lost. And you see a sign and say, you say, oh man, I ain't there, but I'm on the right road. I'm almost there. See, that's how it is with God. You just got to know, you know, I ain't all the way there, but I know that I'm going there. Something is going to happen. And if God did this, he's going to do that. See, that's how I think about it. If God built this and he brought just a remnant of y'all, then he can do what he spoke to me, all of it that I saw. If he brought in just a seed, he just needs the seed to die to produce what God is doing. So don't limit yourself. Don't stop going around with depression. The Christians don't get depressed. Christians don't get down and out where you let the enemy just put you in there, and let you think all this stuff. Real Christians don't do that. Because they know that the life of God is in them. You got an insurance policy that said heaven is your home. Get life insurance. But live your life. Don't live in reserve. I remember one time we had a car. And daddy got me a car. Well, not my car, all of our cars. I don't think we ever had one car. he gave one car. It was all of our cars. And I remember putting that gas tank on full. In the car, I think Daddy took it to Pep Boys or something. And somebody back into the car. You remember that? And when somebody back into the car, I kept thinking, I put that thing on full. The last bit of money I got. And that same car, I used to ride in the car, don't put the air conditioner on, trying to save. And it got wrecked. I said, no, no more. Put it on blast. Let's enjoy the time now. See, some of us live so much for the next day till we don't enjoy today. No, God want us to live in the fullness today. Live like this is the last day today. This is all we got. We don't know if Sunday going to get here, Kelvin. I don't know. And the fact is, none of us know. But if we go out, we got to go out saying, God, we'll live today. We'll live like this is all we got. And see, that company of people, God will begin to push things into. But when you don't have a sense of urgency, God will always be limited in your life. You've seen the times and things crashing, but you don't have a sense. You're thinking you got all the time in the world to get right, to do this. And we don't got no more time, y'all. The time is speeding up. That's why we got to do it now. Kingdom transformation is now. There's an urgency. People are dying left and right at numbers that we can't even record. There are mothers that are killing mothers. Devils are coming out in the open, even in the pulpit. Homosexuals preaching the church, and we're sitting there saying we can wait. No, the church needs to rise now. And when we rise now, then God will show up. We're not waiting on nothing and saying, well, we got to wait. We got to see if what happens. You got to use common sense. No, common sense got us where we're at, where the devil is penetrating the church. But there is a company of people that if we will begin to stand up and begin to say, you know what? God is alive. He's moving today in 2009. I'm telling you, we will see a generation begin to break out on the earth. We're going to see it. We're living in that day, y'all. You know, we're living in that day. That's why I don't like to hear all this waiting on stuff. What are we waiting on? You got to pray. A prayer becomes a religion. Devils are not praying. God was strategic. Strategize. Make plans. You know why you got scheduled? To plan things. Progression. You don't have to pray on things. You know, the false church always talking about praying for a car and a house. These are material things. And God is looking for people now that will begin to build in the spirit and allow these things to come to pass. Are y'all with me? That's why I'm telling you what we're doing is not in vain. I'm telling you the rain going to start. This stuff will start trickling down. And some of you need to get in your mind, I'm a builder, because I'm going to build little portals across the city, across the town, where I can stand up and begin to allow God to use me. When you are building, Tika, you will change your environment. You'll stop coming up with excuses about the drug and all this stuff. Listen, Christ is in here. Isn't he the Lord of lords? So let's see it. Isn't he the King of kings? I'm not denying that there's a king of alcohol, but I know the King of kings. I may not know what to do now, but as I begin to pursue God, things will change. If you don't believe that, you need to find another church, because that's what we believe. This is our life. This is what we want to do. We don't want to see what we see out there now. Conferences, but no change. Appreciation for all these men, but they're false. Walking into things that they ain't even doing anything. Most of our churches don't even have one person get saved the whole year. And guess what? The sad part is we're not even concerned about that, Shamika. Because we got VBS. We got the Easter program. I told you, one pastor told me the other day. Last year he told me in the car, got frustrated because of that the denomination. He would say, Brad, I'm not doing any more Easter programs. I'm tired of it because there's people so introverted. You can't get them to go out and touch the people right across the street because they want programs inside. Those are spirits that have locked the church up. You want to know how they do it? They do it in your mind. See, the enemy will get devils to tell you it's not important. Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. That was his agenda, not for us to sit in here and just keep saying we're blessed. I want to see Somerville change. I want to see South Carolina change. I want to see America change at the hand of people who know their God. Are y'all with me? And this is why God has summoned us here. This is why you've been through all you've been through to get here. This is why y'all are builders. Paul, you're a builder. Shamika, you're a builder. I don't know why some of you got here and how, but God knew, Keisha, that you would be here. Aaron, he knew that. So now it's time for us to begin to come together. Max, he knew. So it's time for us to stop wrestling. We're builders. It's reality what we're doing. It's reality. It's not some just great appearance. We're not here to build a ministry. We're here to build people. I don't know what tomorrow is going to hold as far as how we'll go about ministry. You know, I saw one time if what I'm saying, if what I see in y'all is true, then what I saw all the way going to happen. And I saw when we would have 3-4 times a year church, when we would come together, we wouldn't have every week. We'd start just meeting. And what y'all call meeting for lunch would actually be church, regular church. And then every so often we would get together in a big corporate setting where doctrine could be laid out and we would all go back to our areas. And we would meet on regular basis 4 or 5 times a year. Because you know why? Because the crowds were too big. It'd be too big of crowds. People would be coming from all over. What's the man in China, Young Ming Cho? Young Yi Cho. He got to trust people. Ain't nothing you can do. Why? Because of the outcall of God. This is not going to even be like his. It's going to be because people are going to be coming because they ain't got no other way. They're going to flock into the church because they don't know where to go. And God's going to use the government that he put in order to run his church. But it won't be like the way we see it. But it will be effective. And God will begin to build people across the nations of the world just like this. And I saw it all across America. And I saw even in Colombia where we would have services. Everybody would come to Colombia from these different areas of our state. And they would meet. And we would meet and have church like that. Because the day is out for us. Most of you don't need to be taught the nursery rhymes of the gospel. You've learned that. Well, why you never teach on faith? Because y'all have already heard that. That's why. You don't teach the same thing to the same people over and over when they got it. Every church should have this. Well, depending on what kind of people coming in the church. If newborn babes coming in the church, yes. But what are we going to do it for? But I'm saying that God has to begin to show us that. I want to make it real to you so you don't think, well, I'm in a good church. You're not in a good church. You're a builder. You're a part of what God is doing. God brought you here so that we can build. Thousands of people will be changed. Now, if what we see here is real, I know what I saw in Charlotte. And it's going to happen. We have so many distributors. People will be all in the marketplace. You know, I saw people just coming. And they're going to come. Why? Because they're shaking it. The world going to be shaking it. And we'll be sitting back. And you know what? We'll be so ready for the people. Because during these times, he's making the insides of you. That's why I'm saying, just die to the process. I know sometimes it may be tough, but just die to it. Because this is when you're going to be ready for the masses of people and for what God has called you to do. Don't hide what's inside of you, because what you're looking at on the inside is what's real. The outside is not real. See, when Noah began to build that ark, they laughing at him, Carl. They thought, oh, man, he's just doing this. But he kept steady. What kept him like that in the summertime building an ark on the dirt? That's crazy to natural people, but not to the spirit world. And that's how I feel even with the churches now today, people that are dead, they're just sitting there still doing the same thing, though it's not even productive. They just keep doing it. One pastor said, I'm tired of the bulletin. I said, well, just take the bulletin out. You don't have to do that. He'd go the next week and do it again. You don't want change. That's what you want. You just told me you don't want it. You the pastor, change it. But the day is coming, y'all, where we're going to be able to allow God to flourish in our city. But he's got to start. Before he visit our city, he's going to visit us, our churches and our individual lives. That's what we can count on. That's why I want you to just pursue God like never before. I want you to go on. Stop saying when. It's now. Go after it. The things that are inside your heart, because you got to go after it. You got to push forward. You got to keep going. Stop letting money and things stop you. God never asked Moses for money. He said, will you just go and say what I'm telling you to say? He didn't tell you to regurgitate what your imperfections are. Just do it. And don't start limiting God or limiting yourself by your age or what you do and you don't have a career in that. Just looking at God, looking at your heart. And the way God is going to do it, let him do it. Are you with me? Come on, let's stand to our feet. Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God, for what you're doing, Lord God. And Father, we just bless you for you allowing us to be builders in the midst of such a turmoil world. Lord, we give you the glory. Help us, Lord, to be strong builders in you. Holy Spirit, continue to build our lives that we may look more like you. And Father, we give you all the glory for it. We give you all the praise for it, Father, for it's you that's in us, that's causing things to happen. Father, we thank you for the lives of those that will benefit from all that you're doing in us. Lord, we don't have to see it. We believe it, Lord God. So, Father, we give you all the glory for it. In Jesus' name, while your heads are still bowed, you know, Aaron and Charlotte, I see in the realm of the spirit what God is doing in the midst of both of you. And I see that there's been a time where you've been through war. You've been through turmoil. But I hear the Lord said, now is time to rest. And I'm going to bring you into places that you never thought you could go. I see even areas of your marriage is taking off, going to other levels. I see the Lord in the midst of it. And I hear him saying, because you've obeyed my word, I'll begin to take over the affairs of your life. And I will begin to move you into rivers that you never thought you could go to. And I just see the breaking. I see the breaking of how God is just going to begin to move. I hear the Lord saying, Aaron, begin to bring those things back to the forefront that you've laid aside, because I'm going to do a quick work on the inside. There's something that God's going to begin to reveal to you that's going to come speedily. You're going to be able to put your hands to it, and it's just going to work. And I hear the Lord saying, begin to move out. Don't wait. Don't wait time. Don't just say that it's going to be later. Just do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Just allow him to begin to build and allow him to begin to flow in your life. But I hear the Lord saying, because of obedience, I will begin to handle the affairs of your life. I'll begin to bring you into new things. And I see even in your physical bodies, I see mentally things being broken over the last few months, and God is beginning to do something. But as he began to do this, I see you just beginning to do things that you never thought you could do because of the hand of the Lord. And don't think it's strange that when you begin to hear things in the realm of the spirit, because the Lord said, this is me talking to you, my son, my daughter, for I have raised you up for such a time as this to bring forth fruit, to push forth my kingdom. For I knew since you were born that this is the time that I would raise you up. And I hear the Lord saying that he will raise you up. No man will get the glory for what he's going to do in the midst of you. And many will begin to see and begin to bless the Lord for what he's done inside of you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, we thank you. We receive it for them.